happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Yo, this your boy Flaw 700.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Fresco.
And we are the Podcast Brothers, and this is episode 25.
Say 25 in Spanish.
Dos cincos.
No, man. That ain't nothing but 2-5.
That's for 25.
No,
is.
It's not. Dos. Is it 25? 25? Something like that. But I know mine is way more accurate than yours. Episode 25 or some shit like that. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, man? Hey, before we get into this episode, I definitely want to shout out some podcasts that showed us wild love this week, the week before. The Green Room.
Shout out to the Green Room.
The Green
podcast.
Room podcast.
Yo, they had me rolling. They took our podcast, One Gotta Go, and made a little discussion of it on their podcast.
They're still wrong.
They super the fuck
still
wrong.
Wrong.
You're super wrong.
But we appreciate the Green Room podcast
absolutely.
For doing that. And and on that episode, they had Lil Duval on there too.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah, Lil Duval. They had an a interview with him. He wasn't in the studio, but I think one of the hosts
Duval
called
is hilarious.
Him. Yeah. Lil Duval was on there, so that's dope to have the
Damn,
podcast
they just,
brothers.
They just whipped
Lil
up
Duval.
The phone and called Lil Duval. That's boss a little bit.
Well, I don't think it happened like that, but they was just in the same facility.
Let's
say it like that.
Let's paint the picture as if it did happen that way. Shout out to the Green Room for pulling boss moves.
Okay.
That's dope.
We can do that. Shout out to the Green Room for having Lil Duval's number. Also, Tekenya Talks had a dope episode featuring
shout out to Tekenya Talks.
The John Effect, and they shouted us out heavy, man.
Yo, they've been merging a lot with a lot of podcasts. I saw Real and Raw podcast with Drunk Knights and Podcast Queens. It was like...
No, it wasn't the Podcast Queens.
Was it?
It was Cherry Poppins. They did an episode with Cherry Poppins. She's from the TOS podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They did do the Drunken Nights. I think it was the Drunken Nights.
I seen a little video clip. They looked like they was lit, man. They had the big business round table and alcohol going on.
If it wasn't the Drunken Nights, or bad. And they did one with Stakes is High.
Right.
That's what it was. Stakes
is
High.
Shout out to everybody for doing their thing out there in their podcast world.
Yeah, once again, shout out to the Kenya Talks podcast. Shout out to the John Effect podcast. You can find them on iTunes. And we're not going to get too caught up in the shout outs because I know how y'all feel about
10
that
minutes.
But I got some big news. I got some great news. The Podcast Brothers, we made the new and noteworthy list again on iTunes.
Shout out to us,
and we appreciate all the iTunes listeners who are going hard for us.
Shout out to y'all,
appreciate y'all. We're not on there anymore, but we did make it twice. Next time we make it, we got to make sure we hit the top row, top of the second. And one more announcement. We have been played in the month of November over 3,000 times.
Damn,
that's 3 weeks. This is our fourth week. That's 3 weeks. That means we've been played or downloaded 1,000 times per week.
But it still ain't enough. We need more. All right, nah, that's cool. I'm cool with what we got.
I want to thank everybody who's listening. And you know how I know it's real? Because I remember one episode, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm obsessed with numbers. But The Walking Dead is on. And we've been dropping late Sunday nights now.
Yeah.
And The Walking Dead is on. Like, damn, these numbers is dry right now.
And then Monday hit.
No. As soon as The Walking Dead went off. Them numbers like, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, okay. That's how I know it's legit.
Hey, put us in front of The Walking Dead, man. Fuck around with y'all.
I ain't mad that y'all want to listen to us after The Walking Dead. I ain't mad at it at all, man.
I mean, sometimes I guess you got to be cool with second fiddle. I take it.
Listen, we have a dope episode today.
Give me what you got. Give me what you got.
We
two
have
guests
two,
in the building.
Two guests in the building.
I'll let you do this introduction.
I'm sit back. This is the Podcast Brothers. Podcast. But I also have another brother of mine.
It's a lot of us.
So it's three brothers down here. And his lovely wife.
Your sister, man. What the fuck?
Let me get to it. You just said you're going to... Didn't you say you're going to let
right.
me do it?
You're right. Sometimes you just take too long for me. I had to interject. My bad. I'm going to sit the fuck back. I'm still sitting up, though.
Can I get back to it? My sister-in-law...
Did you get an awkward feeling from that? Like, it was uncomfortable?
Because you threw me off. Because you threw me off. Like, I was on a roll just now.
All right.
Like, an introduction. Like, you can't plan introductions. You feel me? You just got to come from the... You got to come from the head. Come from the heart.
Nah, man. Nah.
Leon and Kenya. How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing, man?
Leon and Kenya, man. What's
Leon and Kenya.
Y'all?
How y'all doing, man?
All right. I'm sorry to bring y'all into this little clusterfuck of back and forth that we do. But aside from that, what's good with you good people?
I was feeling the love. Then that awkward wave.
It was awkward.
It was awkward as hell.
Right? It was awkward because you messed me up.
Okay, well, so no, let me ask you a question.
I'm about to make it even more awkward because it's not Kenya. It's Kendra. Yeah.
Kendra.
Kendra.
That's your sister in law.
I had you there until you messed up my name. But it's
she
all,
sat
it's
back
all
nice with a smile on her face like this motherfucker.
That's how I introduced you to the family.
Right? To the whole world.
Nobody's never got my name right.
Your name is Jarrell. Who the fuck can fuck that up?
Yeah, who can fuck that up?
Everybody does.
What did they call you?
Jerome, Gerald.
You just talk to some stupid ass people.
No, I'm telling you, you go anywhere in the world, nobody, no matter where, like, for example, you go to a restaurant, they're like, hey, you know, what's your name? Or you ask them,
they ask you your name at a restaurant?
Yeah, like when your order comes up and they want to know
who
to call. But no lie, no matter where I go, nobody can say Gerald. I guess because the way I spell it, nobody else spells
it. The way you pronounce it.
There's no, like, some people got two R's, some people spell it with an A, two L's. But hey, you're official when your name gets messed up.
Yes.
Oh,
you
thank
become
you.
Official.
I hope he made you feel good with that.
It's fine. You try to clean it up.
It wouldn't work, but
I
bet it wouldn't work for me. But
I get it.
It's right. One of the easiest names too.
Like, he still goes.
Like my first name get messed up all the time too.
How?
But
Leon?
No, Roderick is my first name.
Okay, okay.
I'm your brother.
Leon, no, no, I know that.
He don't know nobody the fuck name, man.
I know your name, man.
Oh,
I know
shit.
Your name. They trying to clown your boy, man.
Yeah, you getting caught up. You see how you getting all tongue twisted?
It's all cool.
Guess what?
Jerome.
Guess what?
It's cool.
Jerome. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice. I like
I'm used to it.
Shots fired.
I'm used to it.
That shit just made me hot.
What's going on, though, man? We appreciate y'all coming through.
So, where y'all coming from? Y'all had a little drive out here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where y'all coming from?
I'm from Asbury Park.
Not that far from here.
Yeah, not too far.
So you're from Asbury? Y'all live in Asbury still?
No. So I'm in Pittsburgh right now. That's where I'm practicing.
Okay.
She's
in
Asbury.
Living at home with my parents currently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her parents are in Asbury because she's doing rotations up in New York City.
Oh.
That's what's up. I mean, I'm pretty sure
you're what rotations in New York mean? What
that mean? I'm finishing school, so we have.
All right, rotation. I thought that was some kind of drug.
No.
Be clear,
illegal.
Rotations in New York. But the first image in my mind, I'm not even going to explain.
No,
it's that's why I asked. Be clear.
I'm almost impressed mine went there, like to there.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a product of my environment. I'm sorry.
Yo,
no, it's cool.
How about we start this episode off with a bang, man? Let's play some One's Gotta Go early, man. All
right, you got one or you going to use the one I got? Or we going to do both of them?
I got two. So if you got one,
two?
That makes three. Like we can.
It's Thanksgiving, man.
We can rock out.
Give thanks, right?
Yeah, let's.
Hold on. Before we get into that, I want to get into this fine couple that we have. This black love that we got going on. You can't see them, but the melanin is shining like a motherfucker. Both of them, all right?
Thank you.
And it's good to see a strong black couple marriage, you know, in this day and age. Because it's not something that you see regularly. You don't see young black people married.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
you know
right
what I'm saying?
That.
So whenever I come across a young married couple, I like to ask weird questions.
That's cool.
You know?
What's on your mind?
I just like to pick and poke because it's just certain shit that I want to know. First of all, everybody says when you first get married, you just know because, well, you go, well, how did you know you wanted to get married? Well, I just knew. She was the one. That's not good enough for me. I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, I need a little bit more than just, well, I just knew. Well,
they do.
How did you know?
They do say, like, the male is, like, never ready. It's like because he thinks he has to get ready. But in all reality, like, you're just ready. You just don't know it, if that makes sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's that. You can use that same analogy for having your first kid, too. Because nobody really knows what the fuck they done when the kid's on the way. But then when it gets here, it's just like, oh, shit. Well, you know, it's not as bad as I thought. It's a lot of work, but it's not as hard as I thought it would be. So I mean, you know, you see motherfuckers have babies all the time. But you don't see married people all the time. So that's why I was asking, like, how do you know what they say you... No, because I don't know
how
what
you
the
know
fuck that means.
Yeah, that's a very good question because you really don't know. I guess for me specifically, when I knew,
talk more to the mic.
Oh, it's flat.
Nah. I think you did. Oh, talking to the mic.
The moment I knew.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a while ago because we've been married for almost 4 years now.
Right.
I think I knew the moment we got back together after we broke up for the first time. We was dating. We was just in the boyfriend girlfriend phase. Like, you know how you always say, man, I wish like the girl would like adjust to me, like I'm trying to adjust to her, like, you know, try to like make allowances for each other.
Yeah,
she came back 110%, and I was like, I knew I could work with her for the rest of my life because we always seem to like make things work together. We always come to an agreement. It's never I feel like I lost or she feel like she lost. It's like every time we have a discussion, we come back and we grow out of it, like grow out of every single situation that we're in. And I knew that she was going to be my partner for the rest of my life. I can't find this in anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know it's love too, because they made eye contact like 6 or 7 times while he was explaining that. I'm like, damn, you know, that's sure a connection. Yeah, right. She was making sure you raised the fuck up, because after this is over, you got in the car. Nigga, we ain't been together in 4 years. It's been 5. What's wrong with you? The hell's wrong with you? That's what's up.
Gotta keep that psychic link going.
People have the idea that, you know, marriage or relationship have to be perfect. You know, it's right. Two imperfect people coming together to make something work. It's really just finding somebody that you connect with, somebody that's rocking for you, somebody who's gonna
somebody
be
you can just basically
you.
Tolerate their bullshit.
Well, not even that. I mean, I don't think you need to tolerate.
He shook his head, yeah.
I don't think you need necessarily tolerate anything, because after a while that gets short. You know,
yeah, it gets old
exactly. But you know, just somebody who's willing to rock with you, connect with you, be there, support you. You know, no one's going to be perfect. But I think it's whoever is willing to carry that baggage. Everyone is going to come with baggage in a relationship. Who's ever willing to carry that baggage with you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, help me with this luggage, man. You know, I need help taking this trip or through this journey of life, man.
Right. It's hard. And it's nice having somebody there with you along the ride. So,
well, that's what's up, man. Congratulations. Y'all been married for a long time now, but this is my first time meeting both of you.
Yes.
Well, seeing you together.
Right.
On you, but
right. Yeah.
Congratulations on the black love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I interjected everything Jarrell was doing for that.
Yeah.
You got a look on his face.
I felt
like,
that was good.
Nah. This is what happens. Like, it's the podcast is so random. Like, I can have notes for days, but I'm not going to go with the notes all the time.
The conversation
time.
Creates itself.
Yeah. So, that is what it is. So, do y'all want to play?
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
To play.
All right, so since it's Thanksgiving, it's the holidays, I figured we started off with Thanksgiving food. Now, one's got to go. One could have never existed, and you'll be okay with that. Okay, let's go with some sweet potato pie, baked mac and cheese, collard greens, or yams.
Well, I think the chef is the most important part of this equation here. Because you can have baked mac and cheese from two different houses, and one is the bomb and one is fucking terrible. Same to go with all the other sides. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on who makes it. But for the sake of this conversation, let's say that all of it is fucking A1. Like, it's all just top-notch sides. So we got sweet potato pie, baked mac and cheese,
collard greens, yams.
And yams. I ain't even gonna hold you. I had some of the best yams I ever had in my life this past Thanksgiving, so... Them shits had marshmallows on them. They was just made to perfection, bro. I had a whole plate of just fucking yams. That shit was crazy. I'm going to keep yams. I'm going to get rid of the sweet potato pie. I'll be all right without that. All that because that's not a part of my actual meal. That's something I'll have when I'm finished eating. But on my actual Thanksgiving plate, yams, collard greens, or baked mac and cheese, what the fuck is Thanksgiving without either one of those? Get that sweet potato pie the fuck out of here.
No strong words.
I meant that. And I love sweet potato pie. It's fucking delicious.
Who wants to go next? You want me to go next?
Nah, I don't want to guess.
I'll let my wife go first.
What's her name, Jarrell?
Kendra. I knew that the first time, man. But when you threw me off when I was doing the introductions,
you said it wrong before I threw you off.
Yeah, man.
It's all good, Jerome. It's all good. Well, for me, I would have to get rid of yams. I don't care for them. I guess it's a consistency, something about the
taste. Well, if you get rid of yams, you got to get rid of sweet potato pie, too. Well, ain't that the same thing?
No, not necessarily.
I can tolerate sweet potato pie in a dessert form, but not like a side. They're similar to me, in my opinion.
That's a great way to break that down.
Right. I think a meal, you have to have your side, your carbs. So for me, some banging baked macaroni and cheese.
Absolutely.
It's a staple.
That goes nowhere.
Collard greens is obviously a staple when done well. So yams will have to go for me.
Mm. Okay.
Who's next?
I mean, without trying to make it seem like we're too much on the same page, I got to agree. yams are gone
for
me.
Of course, you're going to eat what she cooks.
No, so. But it's not even like that. It's not even, before I even met her, I didn't like yams. I've never liked yams.
Nah?
Never. As a kid, I never liked yams. I didn't like sweet potato pie growing up either, but I just started liking sweet potato pie as an adult because my mom makes a sweet potato cheesecake, and you know you have to eat what your mom cooks. Right. So I can turn down yams, but
so basically you just finding out that you're black too is what you said.
In a way, it was like I was because I always thought I was a 35-year-old white man, and then I was wondering why my skin was so dark. But then I figured, nah, you know, fuck you.
I was waiting for it. I knew it was Kyle's waiting for the slick shit. So it's yams for you too. The side yams, not the pie.
The side yams.
I got to go with that green shit, man. Listen, collard greens is disgusting, man. Let me tell you something.
What's green?
If that green juice hits any, like, first off, that green, like, when you make you a big plate, and let's say somebody mistakenly puts greens on my plate, and you can eat around some things, I can't eat around that. Because once that green juice hits the mac and cheese.
Yeah, you worried about the juice, bro?
I don't like nothing about the greens, is what I'm saying. That's how bad I don't like collard greens.
You don't like your food touching when you eat?
No. Any food in the world except for collard greens is what I'm saying. If the collard greens...
So could you have collard greens just on the plate by
itself? I don't want collard greens at all.
But there's magic in that green juice.
It's a lot of excellence in those
greens,
bro.
That's why I drink a smoothie.
That's why I
put some greens in the smoothie, some spinach and kale and stuff in the smoothie. Drink it that way. That is the only way.
That's fucking disgusting.
I have more respect for you.
So the smoothie?
It's 5 minutes ago, I had more respect for you.
I can't agree with
that. And that was even after you got my wife's name wrong.
Huh? He said 5 minutes ago, I had more respect for you.
I messed up, man.
No, you ain't messed up. This is what
I'm talking about. I'm talking about his wife's name. I messed up. They cut me some slack.
But I had more respect for you then.
But that green shit gotta go, man. I don't
He losing respect by the minute, right?
No, you'll see. You'll see. You'll see a lot of people going to agree with me on this.
A lot of white people. White people. Shout out to the white folks who listen, by the way. It's all love, but... We all know y'all don't season y'all shit, but...
Yams is delicious and sweet. Marshmallows, delicious mac and cheese.
Yo, so you don't put the hot sauce on the collards, bro?
Hell to the no. Ooh, I don't get it at all.
Like the greens with the neck bone in it, or the bacon in it, or just like, come on, man. Like the seasoning.
I'm not with it. No, sir.
Like none of that?
Nah. I can't do it. I can't do nothing.
You're thinking
green.
Right now, I don't want him for a relative, right?
Probably, man. Thinking? I'm like, I'm gonna go talk to dad and see if there was any mistake or anything. See if we can recount.
Just that's make that mac and cheese cheesy.
So we got two yams, collard greens, and sweet potato pie. Yeah.
Nobody touched the macaroni and cheese.
Everybody knows the fuck better than that.
Shout out to that mac and cheese.
I ain't
man.
Gonna lie. I started to say it just to get people mad, but I didn't want that kind of backlash in my life on a Sunday, so I digress.
I mean, I've had some messed up mac and cheese. Don't get me wrong. I don't understand.
Oh, most definitely.
And you talking to a man right here who will sit here in your face and eat a whole pan of mac and cheese if you let him, bro. I'm telling you.
I ain't gonna dispute that. That's
yeah,
me.
He will.
Fresh in the flesh.
So if he said macaroni and cheese was nasty, I'm not eating it.
I've had some bad mac and cheese, but I still eat it. That's the difference. That's how you know I'm on 10 with the mac and cheese.
So you had bad mac and cheese and you still eat it?
What makes a bad mac and cheese?
Just no cheese. Like
they can't be. I don't like when, what's the noodles or whatever? I don't like when they don't get cooked, when they're not soft and moist, when I'm too hard, like they just came out the box.
The one at the edges?
Yeah, the ones on the edge. When you just bite into it and it's like,
Is that a tooth?
Who the fuck made this?
Or when you bake in mac and cheese and you just dedicate the top to all the cheese and you don't take care of the middle. Right. You know, it's like, once you
see, that's a marijuana and cheese. Damn, where I'm at. That's a macaroni and cheese enthusiast right there.
When you take that scoop and you scoop that mac and cheese and it's just noodles under the cheese, it's like it looks good on the surface, but underneath, it's no cheese.
Yeah, that's a crime.
You forgot it.
Did y'all see that picture of that macaroni and cheese? It was just macaroni and four slices of cheddar
American
cheese.
American cheese slices. Like there was fries at a corner store.
That had to be a joke. Didn't nobody serve that to nobody. Come on.
Maybe they ran out of shredded cheese and just said, fuck it. I'm not going back to the store.
I'd rather feed you elbow noodles than to say that that's mac and cheese. Listen, just come eat these noodles.
Oh,
put some hot sauce on that.
You don't fuck with elbow noodles?
No, that's what I'm saying. I would rather just boil those noodles and serve it to you that way. Put some hot sauce in it and feed it to you that
way. Easy,
Mac. What's your ones got to go?
Matter of fact, it was music. Matter of fact, I don't even know what I did with the picture. Do the second one while I find it. Because I don't even know. My notes are so unorganized this week, I ain't gonna hold you.
All right, this one's a little different. One's gotta go, one could never exist, and you gotta live without. Toothpaste, soap,
the fuck?
Tissue, or deodorant.
Who made this? That's fucking evil.
Well,
this ain't medieval times.
You gotta live without.
I need all of that.
Now, I know you can find other remedies to take care of your breath, but we're just going to go off of your breath just stinks. No toothpaste. That means no peppermints. No nothing.
Give me that rundown again.
Toothpaste,
deodorant,
tissue. Soap, tissue. Which one? Ladies first.
I would have to get rid of deodorant.
Mm.
I think after a good shower, I can hold myself for a couple of hours.
A couple hours?
Before the BO starts setting in. And
that ain't long.
Well, I mean, I think I can go a while. Maybe like most of the day.
Leon ain't with that shit.
I think he will go with that than bad breath, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Y'all agreeing again?
No, we ain't agreeing. Okay. I'm just okay with what she said.
I think bad breath and bad underarms are like one and the same. Nah. I don't really think you good with picking one over the other.
Nah, man.
At least if your breath stink, you cannot talk when you're around people. You know what I'm saying? But if your underarms is musty, you in trouble wherever the fuck you go. You can scratch your head and damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever see the cartoons where something stink and that green stream goes into somebody's nose and their whole old nose open the fuck up? Like, what the fuck is that? That'll be what happens. But it's what'd you say you was picking again?
Deodorant.
Deodorant got to go. Ah, that's hard. Leon, your turn.
I mean, we got real world examples of people that go without because there are people who walk around not wearing deodorant for whatever reason.
You don't and like to be around those here. People either.
Huh? No, I mean, it's not even like for hygiene reasons. Like some people do it for like religious reasons and things like that. And you smell them.
I still choose not to be around.
And it's wild, but I guess you kind of like excuse them because like, okay, that's for religion. But I guess personally, even with the whole tissue thing. All right, so the caveat with no tissue. Like, are you just walking around with shit just hanging out your ass? Or are you able to do
Can I use a sock?
No.
I mean, because in some cultures, it's like the left hand was for, you know, all that. That's why people don't
then
do anything
with
the
left hand. You can use your left hand. You can use left hand to wipe the snot from your nose.
That's why your right hand is
tissue's
everything.
For.
Who use their left hand to wipe their ass, man? I'm left-handed. I don't even do that. That's awkward.
I mean, but being left-handed is awkward in the first place.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Got him.
I'm going to get him. Before we leave here, I'm going to get him.
Shout out to my left-handers.
Shout out to the left-hand crew, man. Before I leave this motherfucker today, I'm a guinea with one. I'm a sizing him up. But anyway, you next, Jarrell.
Nah, did you pick tissue?
Tissue. I'll go with tissue.
I got to go with...
What the fuck are you doing?
Toothpaste. I go with toothpaste. I don't know. It's just about... I'm a shower guy. Like, my soap matches my deodorant. You feel what I'm saying? So, it's like... So those go hand in hand for me. You know what I'm saying? So
you can use what you wash up with as deodorant?
No. But, like, right guard...
Multi-purpose.
Yeah, right
guard
that's
deodorant.
Real shit.
Like, my body wash be, like, 48 hours with a certain scent to it, and my deodorant will match that scent. You see what I'm saying? Like I mix and match stuff like that all the time. That's one of my weird hobbies.
Okay.
Like if I go to CVS and I see some new deodorant, damn, let me try it just because the bottle's dope. And then I'll find the matching deodorant to match that bottle.
The matching body wash and the deodorant.
I do that. It's what I do.
I'm not mad at it.
But I go shop
I'm learning
for cologne.
So much about you today.
I got the aftershave. I got the lotion and I got the cologne. So that's what I do.
Oh shit.
So toothpaste.
You fancy yourself.
Yeah. Hey.
You toothpaste also. Toothpaste is also canceling out mouthwash too, right?
Yeah, you just got funky breath.
Damn, son, gingivitis is on the doorstep. it's my turn. I'm getting rid of tissue, man. Because if my ass is shitty, I could take a shower. You know, the soap will help me take the shower, and then after that, I'll put deodorant on and still brush my teeth. So I'm gonna just take a shower after every time I shit. That's it.
That's a dumb way of looking at it.
I'm going to get rid of the tissue, take a shower after I use the bathroom, put on my fresh-ass deodorant that don't match what I washed up with, because I'm not that fancy, and brush my teeth. Y'all bugging for not picking the smell good stuff. I can't, yo, odors fuck me up. Like, if I go out in public, I can be walking to the car or anywhere. If I smell something stink, it can... not even be nowhere around me. But the first thing I'm going to do is sniff myself. Damn, what the fuck is that? Oh, bitch, it ain't me.
Yo, ain't that crazy when people be like, they can't smell it? Like, how do you not know your breath stinks, though? Isn't that like the first thing you
That means taste? That their breath has been hot for a long time, and they're fucking immune
they
to
just
it.
Used to it. I can never understand how you could not smell your own breath, man. That's definitely
I don't
crazy.
See how you get comfortable with your polluted mouth, but some people do, man. Like, I smell my shit as soon as I wake up. Like,
do you know anybody like that?
I mean, you can just taste it, right?
Yeah, somebody you can taste, like, taste it. Yeah,
you taste it.
Somebody with a foul mouth, like bad teeth and bad breath, and it's like the same thing every day. And you got to think, yo, dude.
Oh, yeah, I see those people. Though? I see those people every day. I have to talk to them in my job. So,
well, something wrong with them? Is they like off a little bit?
It hasn't been proven.
Okay.
But I would, if I was a betting man, I'd say yeah.
Okay.
But there's still a lot more of them.
Right.
That I can't say it's all attributed to something being wrong with them.
Right.
Because I was basically just talking about, like, people that I go to work, like, there's a guy at my job, you know, and nothing's wrong with him, you know, regular guy, but his teeth is just the wrong color, and his breath has an odor that we all know.
He talk to you like, ain't nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's
right. He be the main one talking.
Yeah, it's
hey,
like,
hey, fuck these assholes in the office.
Has anyone brought this to his attention? Maybe he don't know. I mean, how do you not know, but...
I mean, it could be like, so...
Do you ever think about telling him?
No.
Exactly.
You ain't that close.
And you part of the problem then.
Exactly.
You fucking encouraging that
shit.
But
that leads to my question about 2 minutes ago. How does he not know?
Well, it could be. Because
people
like,
don't tell him.
You don't know, like, the sound of your voice in your own head is different than how other people hear you.
Okay.
So it could be something like that. Like, to them, their breath smells different than how it smells to everybody else.
Right. So basically, he's going to tell me, my breath don't stink, your breath stinks.
I don't know if he'll tell you that.
He's going to hit me with that conversation.
He's going to go, really?
Right.
Conversation.
He's going to go, really? Damn, my brush this morning? No, the fuck you did. Don't lie to me because I'm standing right here. That's like on I Might Need Security when Jamie Foxx said he went to Africa. And he said he got off the plane standing there next to the natives with all his cologne on, and they looking at him like he stank. But he looking at them and he was like, something smells like shit. And the dude was like, yeah, something does smell like shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like,
I
no, motherfucker, that's you. Motherfucker, that's you. That shit was funny as hell. I still ain't find my one gotta go, so fuck, we gonna skip it. We did two anyway, which is pretty good.
Now, I do have some pick your poisons.
Don't shake your head at me, man.
I was agreeing with you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got some pick your poisons. I got two.
You got two pick your poisons?
Yeah. I also a little creative. We're going to do the first one. Hear no evil, see no evil. You had to pick one. You're blind or you're deaf. How you living? Personally, me, I guess I'll go first on this one. Blind or deaf. Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles. They just seem to be happy people.
Because they can't see shit.
They just seem to be happy people. They still get girls.
Still get money.
Still get money, married, can still play the instruments, they can hear. They just seem like happy people always smiling. So if I had to go off them, I'd rather be blind as long as I can hear.
But you know every person that's blind doesn't have that rate
I'm
of
just
success.
Using them as
right.
That's well, probably two out of like a million.
People that can see and hear don't have the success that those blind men have, so we can say that for anybody.
Yeah, but you just, being blind,
and if Stevie
could
see himself,
I haven't seen any happy deaf people. How about that? That's what I'm getting at. I haven't seen me personally. I just have not.
How
ran
you know
across.
If they're happy or not? You can't talk to them.
I haven't seen.
Yeah, look on his face, though.
You see that, right? He's like, wait a minute. I didn't think about that.
You got a point.
I have yet to see a happy deaf person. I've seen blind men just go on and live their life no matter, you know, what the obstacle was in front of them.
So you've seen two blind men.
I've seen enough. Let's just say that.
So two blind men was enough for him to go, you know what? That shit don't look that bad.
That's a good sample size.
I want to walk on those shoes. Mind you, he has no musical talent. You're not going to be anything like them.
Damn it, if Stevie can do it,
yeah,
I can do it.
Word. Ray Charles is motivation.
Ray Charles had drugs.
And well, we not pimp. Going. Well, you know,
he was a blind pimp.
He was a blind pimp. I don't know.
That's a feat in of itself. How can you be a blind pimp?
I don't know, man. That's listen, crazy, right?
Listen, if you can see and hear, and you sitting home lonely with no girl, no
it's your
man,
fault.
Whatever,
it's all your
it's fault. Because Ray Charles
just
was
watch,
poor
just
him,
watch
man.
The movie Ray.
You Ray know, will inspire
you,
can,
you. You know what? That's like being fat at home. Eating some ice cream on the couch, and then like a workout commercial comes on. You be like, damn, I need to get my ass up.
Ray Charles,
Ray Charles would do that
shit
for
you. Will motivate you.
Yeah. What you
Who we got next?
No, yeah.
I think I would rather be blind. Not right. blind. No, excuse me. I take that back. Deaf. I think there's a lot of beauty in this world that I would love to see people, things. I'll be able to travel. I think I can go without my hearing. Yeah. Just sign language would be my way of communicating.
I agree. I agree 100%.
That's dope.
I'm going to pick being deaf over being blind because it's too easy for people to pull a fast one on you with your eyes open. So you ain't about to be fooling me all the time. Hey, man, we going to go to, I'm hungry. What we going to eat today? Oh, I'm going to take you to Olive Garden and fuck around and take me to some shit around the corner. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just feed me anything, right. dress me in anything, take me anywhere. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I can hear you. But I don't know what's going on. I'm not fucking Daredevil. I don't have supersonic senses. I don't know what's going on. Like if, like you said, if you can teach me sign language or if I can, you know, if I, as long as I can see what at least is going on, then in my mind I can go, I don't want to go there. And I can like, you know, throw a fit or whatever for motherfuckers or write it down on a napkin or something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going to pick being deaf.
I mean, I'm going to have to make this three in a row. I'd rather be deaf. I'm sure if Stevie could see himself and see what's been going on around him.
He wouldn't approve, right?
He wouldn't approve. Not today. But, like, for me, it's like, you know, just to piggyback on my wife said, there's so many things in this world that you have to experience. Like, the colors and, like, even fall. It's the Northeast. Like, fall,
hey, yo,
the changing the colors.
You wouldn't be able to see your kids, bro.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't be able to see your kids. Like, there's so many things in this world. Like, I went to Mexico once when I was 16 on a class trip. Kids. I mean, well, sometimes that's a good thing.
Gems. Gems. No, for real, that's gems. No, the fuck, for real. Sometimes it is a good thing. Or even other people. Hell, sometimes, you know, imagine being deaf at work. You know how fucking great that would be? None of these motherfuckers, none of your coworkers can't get on your nerves. Hey, man, you was late again today, motherfucker.
Well, you're the happiest thing in the world. Hey, unless they can sign that,
you know,
to you.
I'm waving at you. Bye. Like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like,
I'm here now.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck, you going to keep screaming at me? I can't hear you. It's no fucking point. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm definitely picking deaf.
That's
of fact,
what's up, man.
I'm about to put some fucking earplugs in right now and carry those shits for the rest of the week. Mm. Hey, how was y'all Thanksgiving, by the way?
It was
good.
Yeah, relaxing.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was cool.
Yeah, went by fast, though.
It did go by fast. Listen, man, is Thanksgiving not the same no more?
I don't think so.
It's not the same, right?
Mm-mm, definitely ain't the same.
Because I remember I used to tear plates up, man. Now I have a plate, maybe a side, maybe a plate and a half. Don't finish the rest, and I'm good. I don't want no more.
The food is sticking to you more. Like, when you get to a certain age, man, it's like you can't really work that off like you normally do. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's just sticking to you. And you just feel it. You know, and plus we become more conscious of what we're doing. It's like, okay, you know Thanksgiving's coming. Do I really want to eat 10 different things on my plate in seconds and thirds? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you can't go from healthy conscience and then Thanksgiving come, you throw it out the window. You know what I'm saying? You
who
become
has a healthy conscience? My shit is
Mr. Green
up.
Smoothie over here.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Mr. Green Smoothie. Yeah. I don't take those things into consideration. Only thing I care about is if I'm hungry or not. What the fuck is available?
But I feel like
I'm
Thanksgiving
eating,
should be like a pass. Like, you know, if you've been conscious about your health, that's a day you could just enjoy
like
yourself.
Like Jerome,
and
right?
Like
and,
lifting,
you know,
weights in between plates and shit.
Well, if that's what you choose to do. But I think it's a day we could just like splurge and just eat
but
whatever
you want. Know why? That's kind of like crazy because when you stay away from certain foods and you indulge in it one time, you bounce back to that because your body's not used to it.
Right.
It's well, like I don't
crack.
Really know the real science behind it, but it's something that happens
it's
where.
It's like crack.
Huh?
It's like
yeah,
crack.
Yeah. It's
I
like your body.
Shit. I want more.
You stay away from all that food and you indulge in it one night and it's like you put all that weight back on. Just that ounce of it's like that second.
You know why it's so hard for me to continue consistently with a workout regimen? It's because that shit is never over.
Yeah.
Like it's never over. Like no matter what the fuck is. My chest is right. I need to get my arms right now. Oh, my legs are too skinny. Ah. Like, it's too fucking much, so I'd rather just choose to do nothing.
Yeah, working out is actually like a forever thing.
It's a
like,
lifestyle.
Once
like,
you put
lifestyle.
It down, yeah, once you put it down, it's a wrap. You got to start all over,
man. You
got to
start all over again, man. And that's why I'm like, fuck it, because I might be like, I might go hard for like a month and a half. Then I take that one day off, and then next thing you know, it's, oh, man, look, Pass me that sandwich.
Well, since we're talking about holidays, Thanksgiving, I definitely wanted to discuss with the panel about holidays that we learn about over time and we figure out the truth behind them and we still celebrate them.
I like how you said reason. The panel. I think that was dope. That was a different
man.
Perspective.
I get
you've been watching game shows, right?
No, I just get into a certain rhythm as the show goes on. God. You know what I mean?
I hate stroking his ego.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like as the episode goes on.
I didn't realize it before I said it. Now I know to think a second or two more.
Look at this monster you just created.
You see him, right? He's still going.
He is feeling himself.
I'm just waiting for y'all to get done.
He do that shit all the time.
I'm just waiting for y'all to get done so I can finish.
I'm finished, bro.
And now I got to find my train of thought again. Where was
you
I
was talking
saying?
About the origin of holidays. How they get kicked
off. You know, it's like we grow up celebrating these holidays and then eventually however you find out the true meaning behind them, yet we still continue to celebrate certain holidays. So is there like a certain holiday you question?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah,
fucking Valentine's Day. The only one I don't question is the things that got like to do with veterans, like Memorial Day or Veterans Day or something like that. Those aren't in question. But Halloween and Valentine's Day and the bullshit. What is this? Why are we doing?
Yeah, mine would be Thanksgiving. Actually, you know what I'm saying? It's like what happened actually on Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, but in defense, you know, we going to eat anyway. So we're not celebrating the fact of what really happened to what's the word I'm looking
but
for?
But isn't that the way we always spin it? Like
Well, for things for certain holidays, you can give certain passes. Like Thanksgiving, niggas is going to eat anyway. So whether you make a sandwich or a full three-course meal, you're going
to
eat.
But it's based on how it was delivered to you. Yeah, we're going to eat, and we could have had any day we wanted.
Yeah.
But the way that it's presented
gotta call
to
it,
you
as
you ain't
got
to
call it Thanksgiving.
Because
call
of,
it giving thanks or some shit. I don't know.
Well, okay, but
switch it up.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Why don't we? It's like, okay, Thanksgiving has at least a bad taste in our mouths. Let's change the day, switch it up, and find a new meaning to come together and give thanks for our families.
I'm going to tell you why. I know why. I'm going to know why. I'm going to press the doctor on this one. I went to college, too. Nobody gives a fuck about history. That's why.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, nobody gives a fuck about history. It's
you're
all
right
about what it currently means or what are you getting out of this day. Oh, Thanksgiving? Oh, well, fuck the fact that motherfuckers came over here from overseas and killed the original settlers and called that day Thanksgiving, and that's how it's continued in time. All I know is there's food in front of me and I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I think I just shut the shit down. Can I get a gym, a high five, some kind of fucking...
I got you one up here.
Thank you.
I feel you from across the room.
From distance. There we go. I got a high five.
You got three high fives.
Goddamn self.
Four. Damn. You want to roll.
Woo.
Yeah, that's...
But yeah, that's what I think, honestly. Nobody really gives a fuck
that's like
about
Christmas.
History.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree with the Thanksgiving, but yo, Christmas, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, Christmas. Man, so when I was reading about Christmas, I think the first time I questioned Christmas, I was watching the episode of Boondocks, that cartoon. Y'all know about that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, man. They was talking about Christmas is like based off of Saturnalia, which is a Roman like month of celebration where the rich people would switch it up. They would let the slaves take over and run the government and everything. They would have a whole lot of eating. There'd be a whole lot of fornicating going on, things like that. Then when Christianity swept through Rome, they started picking different pagan holidays that they would try to take over and give them more of a holy sense. And they said that Christmas, one day in December, as opposed to the whole month, was what they would celebrate as the birth of Jesus. Even though there's kind of, not proof, but suggestions that he wasn't born anywhere near December in the winter because they had shepherds. Shepherds ain't herding in the wintertime and it's the middle of winter. I don't know if a baby's going to survive in the middle of a barn in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
But, you know, now, you know, you try to celebrate Christmas, you try to make it all inclusive and people jump out and say, nah, man, that's Jesus' holiday. But it's not Jesus' holiday. It was a different holiday before that. And I think it more so divides people in terms of, like, what they feel like how it should be celebrated. Like, how that people all get crazy about different things that happen around Christmas. When you say happy holidays, people are like, nah, man, fuck you. It's Merry Christmas. I'm like, man, it's everybody's enjoying different holidays. Like,
right.
Just chill. You know what I mean?
Right. That's a good point. I didn't even...
Yeah, that's a great point.
Those
but it's
actually gems. A lot of gems right there. Shout out to Leon for dropping these gems, man.
I
think he on the road for possibly dropping the most gems in one episode.
Hey, I'm with it.
I
gotta
think
get
so.
Better
some
every
of,
episode.
Some of the past guests might have something, you know, they might have something to say about that, but
And was,
I think he's.
It was great because I don't remember when I found out that there was no Santa Claus. like, what do you do when you?
Yo, well, I'm gonna tell you, I never believed in Santa Claus.
Neither have I.
Ever?
Mom, I was told too poor to believe in Santa kid, Claus. She said I worked too hard to let some fat old white man get the credit. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's come from me.
Yep.
I was like, I was like seven.
I was staring out the window looking at the stars.
Nah. Mama was Santa Claus.
Yeah,
in my house.
She was. I worked too hard to let some old fat white man get the credit.
Nigga. Fresco was a little more mature than you back in the day.
Let me tell you something. That's no. Chalk let me tell you something. We used to put the cookies out with the milk.
Who?
We did that. We did that.
So you did that.
We all did that.
I never put no motherfucking cookies out for
put them Christmas
unless I was in like kindergarten.
Out.
It was like a school.
It was before then because I was in kindergarten.
Oh my!
But we did it.
So you was in kindergarten.
So he was like two.
I was like 2 years old.
Oh well, let me refresh your memory. That's how. This is how. This is why. But this
he
is
was
why.
In kindergarten.
But this is why you can't say you didn't. I was there. Because we was living with Aunt Stephanie.
That don't count, bro. I'm following what the fuck is going on.
All right,
I'm not
what
thinking
I'm saying
for
is,
myself.
When you realized that there was no Santa Claus, so there was a time when you realized that there weren't. And it's like, okay, like, what's your reaction? It's like you feel what I'm saying? Like, I can't remember when I was told, but for some reason, I just was like, well, there's no Santa Claus. Let's just keep it going. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just think that's our mentality. Once we realize that this stuff really does not exist and it's really not real, we just still be like, all right,
so
well,
what whatever. So what do you tell your kids? Or what did you tell your kids?
I never told them that there was or there weren't, but they know. See what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how they know that there isn't a Santa Claus.
Because it's bullshit. Like,
okay, then. But why? Why do we do it?
I think some shit kids can look at like, first of all, we ain't got no fucking chimney.
That's what I said.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
how does question. I was like, how is Santa getting in the house?
Right.
He don't got the key to our
in?
House. He ain't breaking in or anything. So, yeah, I just never believed
kids these days are way smarter than we were when we were kids. So, hey, man, look, Dad, you asked for my Christmas list, so I'm holding your ass accountable for what's not on this list come wake up Christmas morning.
Now, I don't remember when I found out, but I just remember questioning, like, how is Santa Claus going to go to every kid's house? You feel what I'm saying? It's like in a few hours.
That's another thing.
Yeah, how is he going to go to everybody's house?
So he got 6 hours, right? So I guess from midnight to 6 a.m., Santa got
hours. You're too young to think that way. Like, you don't know.
No, I'm breaking it down right now. Now, though, for the way that they presented it to us when we were kids. So, basically, from midnight to 6 a.m., Santa has 6 hours to deliver to all the kids in the whole fucking country.
That was nice, not naughty. You got to throw that in there.
You got
every kid can get something.
That was nice, not naughty. Yeah.
You got to throw that
maybe
in there.
You got to fucking... Well, maybe you gave the majority of these badass kids coal. And that's how he was able to get around so fast from house to house. Because it's 6 hours. It's 5 hours from Jersey to California. So... Maybe if you drop coal off on all the houses on this side of the motherfucking nation and just go over there.
But if we're calculating, you got to account for the changes in time, the different time zones.
True. Right. That's true.
Who's thinking about that? You got to break it down.
We got to break it all the way down.
Okay, if you really want to break it down.
Well, maybe
you got to account for the curvature of the earth and how he's flying around. You got to do all that.
But doesn't Santa get an extra he gets an extra hour or two? Because if he starts from the East Coast and goes to the West, he gets an extra few hours then, right?
It depends on how fast he's flying. You gotta think about the physics of it.
Basically, we break all that down just to say Santa Claus is always bullshit. And it don't make sense as to why it's a story telling kids to believe that this is who brings them Christmas gifts for being good all year.
So what about Kwanzaa?
We
seem to just like...
I'm not going to lie. My knowledge on Kwanzaa is very minimum.
Yeah,
I think we should actually celebrate Kwanzaa more than we do.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. Like, yeah, so...
Tell us why.
Well, it's for the African Americans. It's actually our Christmas, you know. In a nutshell, without really going through the basics, that's our Christmas, to where we celebrate being black, you know. It's like Santa Claus is this white guy who gives us gifts, white snow, and, you know, jolly, and it's all fake. But we actually have something real.
Oh, you know, I can answer that question off the bat. It's because it's not a consumer's holiday. That's why. You don't go out and buy shit. The people don't they don't convince you to go out and buy shit for Kwanzaa. I actually don't think you get gifts.
Yeah, you do. You do.
You do?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, for each day, I think you get
something
like
for each
that.
Day.
But Kwanzaa is the 26th. Like, it starts December 26th, right. So it's one day after Christmas. And it is about gifts.
Oh, that's even better, too, man, because shit is like 30-40% off on December 26th.
Well, yeah. Well, of course you
I like
want
where your
gifts.
Head's at, though.
Yeah.
Of course you want your gifts before the 26th.
Nah,
but...
man, I take them when they come, man. Like, it don't matter. Like, I'm grown. December 25th, I'm not going to be mad. Oh, man, you ain't getting me my jacket on Christmas. I can't go out tonight. No, fuck. No, give me that shit whenever you get it. Just give it to me. I don't care.
Kids already have off for the winter holiday.
Right.
You either at work or you're not.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just something to think about. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I think adults, like, it's funny when adults get upset over Christmas. I really do. I think it's not like, it's getting gifts. I don't think it's like, depending on who it's from, I don't think it's mandatory for you to get anything from anybody. If somebody chooses to get something for you, yeah, I appreciate it. But if it's not like my girl or like somebody really close or somebody that I've done a lot for that it would have been nice to get a gift from, it's like whatever. Like, I'm not going to walk around having a whole hissy fit about not getting a Christmas gift.
Right. I don't remember the last time I got a gift. I don't think in my household we didn't make a priority about gift. It was more about like just spending time with each other.
Mm. Right. That's cool with me. We can link up. We can drink and shoot the shit and just have a good time. Right. I'm cool with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
I don't need a gift.
So with that being said, do adults enjoy Christmas more than kids? Because the kids know something's coming, but as an adult and you just happen to just get something, it's like, wow, for me?
I think it's real stressful for adults. Because even outside of the gift giving aspect, all kids have to do is like make sure they're good for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Get their list in, get the gifts. Adults have to give the gifts, and even there's a lot of depression and stuff surrounding mm-hmm. the Christmas and Thanksgiving holidays because you lose loved ones, or some people are alone on Christmas, like mm-hmm. they don't have the family to celebrate.
Right.
People get real sad, and it's right. the wintertime, and people get sad just because there's not enough sunlight out there. So being an adult around Christmas time is actually just really hard. It's just like those of us that are happy around Christmas time, there's a lot of us, but there's a lot more people that are sad as adults than there are as kids.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I hate the holiday. Well, Christmas. I don't want to say hate because it's like, listen, man, I got regular stuff to do, man. Like everything's like
those bills still do.
Yeah, the bills are still
due. You got to get those gifts on top of all the shit you already paying per month.
And they start to get higher in the wintertime.
Every year you want to tell yourself, listen, I'm going to put stuff on layaway. I'm going to start shopping early. It just doesn't happen.
No.
It just doesn't happen.
It's fucking baffling to me how you know it's coming, but financially shit still sneaks up on you. It's like, damn, I didn't fucking put enough money away for this. Bitch, I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for that. Like, this shit is crazy, man. But more, like I said, Halloween is a big one for me. Leon, earlier you said that it made sense to you. I just didn't get it. I actually think, I think it's cool for kids, but I think the parents who take kids door-to-door trick-or-treating in random neighborhoods, I think those parents suck.
You just don't want to give out candy. That's all that is.
No, it's not that I don't want to give out candy. It's just that the world is fucking crazy. Right. And I refuse to go door-to-door trick-or-treat with my kid in a neighborhood that I'm not familiar with people I don't fucking know.
I agree with
that. We had this discussion all the time. She's like, I ain't taking my kids trick-or-treat.
Nah,
but it's just that I don't trust people. Like, even in the news from this past Halloween, there were like people putting like
needles and candy
and stuff like that.
That's every Halloween.
Well, yes, every Halloween, but it's just like...
My point.
That makes it worse.
Exactly.
My point, you know what I'm saying?
I'd rather just buy my kids candy and give it to them. I understand the art of wanting to go trick-or-treating and stuff like that, but I'd rather do it in a safe environment. Maybe do it at school or with like a group of individuals, parents that you know and feel comfortable with, but not just in a neighborhood that
And then my barber, shout out to White. Mr. White, excuse me. He was our guest last week. Shout out to Mr. White. We was talking about it in the shop. And he said that back in the day, he said my mom used to take, it was used to be like a collection of parents in the neighborhood. Right. It could be like one or two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll set it up to where they would take their kids only to those parents' houses mm-hmm. on that block.
Right.
Just take them down the street one way and back up the other way. All right, trick or treat. Shit is over. You know what I'm saying? Simple as hell.
Just like that.
How much candy do you really need? Like,
exactly.
Nah, you ain't about to be out here 3-4 hours going door to what the fuck? Nah.
And I just celebrate Halloween growing up. Like, even when all the kids come to school in their costumes, it was a small... I'm Haitian, so it was a small group of us Haitians that were not allowed to dress up. And we felt isolated.
Mm.
And as a child, you know, you felt different. And it wasn't cool, but...
I think most holidays now, or like being an adult when these holidays roll around, it's just an excuse to just not give a fuck about your responsibilities. It's Halloween. Oh shit, you got a costume? We getting drunk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's Christmas. Oh, where the party at?
Right.
I ain't gotta work tomorrow.
And you be saying the adults take it once again
way more serious than the kids.
Way more serious than the kids. It's like the adults be having like going the craziest. Like, how did y'all think about that?
Yeah.
Like, how did y'all come up with that?
Where did you get that from?
Because
the only thing I'm gonna do is go to Party City, and by the time I get there, all the good shit is gonna
be
fucking
taken. Your kids still got on a mask.
Yeah, right.
All your kids got on is a mask.
You know what I want to be for Halloween next year? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be the one of the Putty Patrol dudes from Power Rangers.
Oh, right. Oh, after the new movie comes out?
They do got a new movie coming out, don't they? Now, I was talking about the original Power Rangers, though. I don't know nothing about this new shit they got. Yeah, all I was thinking all the way back. Those ugly motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. That's memory. Yeah. Yeah.
The little gray motherfuckers look like they've been underwater too long.
That was a better time.
That's throwback.
That was before.
It's super throwback. That's like 93, yo.
Yeah, that's for real. Crazy.
No stress. You remember that time? Like, you was a kid, just like you wake up Saturday morning cartoons, eat some cereal. Yeah. You had to worry about bills and being an adult and shit.
Yeah. But you so bad want to be an adult until you become one.
Right?
Let's,
Jinx.
Jinx. Oh, wow.
That's so lovely.
They are so in love. Wow. Did you really put your fingers together just now? You did. Oh, no. I thought you went Jinx like that and waited for him to break it. I was like, whoa. That's love, yo. I'm about to go home and do that with my girl. I'm going to tell her, all right, look, every time we say something at the same time, you still got to do the Jinx. Put your finger together and wait for me to break it. That's how we're going to show our love.
Gucci Mane.
Gucci.
Gucci made the news. Did y'all see the proposal?
I did. Mm. Yo, at Gucci's defense, look, y'all tearing him up because he ain't get down on one knee. They saying he just handed it to her like, huh, bitch. I propose. like, huh. But he had white jeans on, bro.
I mean, that's why I want to get into it with the married couple.
It's
yeah,
excuse
yeah
with the white. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, well, when Roger proposed, he got down on one knee on stage.
He didn't have one. He didn't have white jeans on.
Well, if he knew he was going to propose, why wear white pants?
I mean, yeah, hey, you probably should have planned ahead. That is a good point, too.
That's a good point.
Okay, okay.
I'm not saying it's a legit excuse. This is a
it's just
excuse.
An
so
excuse.
Let's use, right. Gucci, Mane. Let's use Gucci Mane as an example. We all know he ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Nah. He actually is. I'm a that. He actually is. Yeah, very smart.
The new Gucci clone is very smart.
I'm not saying he's dumb. But maybe he's not Mr. Romantic.
Right.
Just help me paint this picture.
Right, okay. All right.
Now,
you got to be able to see to paint that picture, right?
Yeah.
Ooh,
no,
high five.
No, you don't. You can be blind and somebody can say, listen, people have round heads, blah, 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 and you can visualize it.
How do you know what round means?
See, you don't know what the shape round is.
I got money. They taught me. I'm famous. I'm rich. They taught me. I know
so
all
they can
the
make
stuff.
Make you see things you never
seen
before.
Oh, you can touch somebody's head. Okay, this is, that's round, money. Stevie. Okay, boom. Those are the shoulders. Okay, now back to what I was saying. Uh-huh. Gucci Mane, right? Mm-hmm. Now you, let's just use Gucci Mane as an example. Like, he's probably not a romantic kind of guy. I'm just saying maybe not. So when a man actually does something you don't think that he's capable of doing, he doesn't go all the way with it.
Right.
Do you cut him slack? Because maybe it's not just about the white jeans. Maybe it's just, damn, I'm shy. And you know what I'm saying? So does somebody like Gucci, is the person proposing get the pass? Compared to the person who you know has manners, who's mature.
Well, like, if she cool with it, then yeah. Like, I think you know, right. Opinion don't matter.
I do think you have to take into consideration the kind of person he is.
Right. The type of person. Right. Yeah, you that's do. What I'm getting at.
Because it's like, yeah, it's, why would you expect something that he, you know what I'm saying, somebody hasn't shown you.
Yeah. True. Did y'all really think Gucci's going to get down on one knee?
Right, exactly. It's like, it's
and,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And whisper sweet things up
to
him.
Give a whole little 6-minute speech. You're like, no, baby, we've been together for so long now. You hold me down. You understand? East Atlanta, Santa, East Georgia. Like, you just give a ring. I don't think that's too far removed from him, right. But maybe, you know, maybe
but getting down on one knee is important.
I mean, on one hand, I agree. Like, the person he is has to be taken into account, but that's also kind of like why we as a society have kind of geared towards the whole consolation prize. We'll accept whatever you have instead of like holding people to a higher standard. Like he knew, like it's not like it was, he's never seen a proposal before.
Right.
It's not like he doesn't know how it's supposed to be done. So we accepting a lower standard from him is saying that it's okay. You do whatever, but like, you know, that that's supposed to be a grand romantic gesture. Like, my thing is you go all the way or you don't go at all. Mm. Like, I wasn't the most romantic person at all coming up either. I had to learn how to be more romantic with my wife. I don't have any married people on my mom's side of the family. I've never seen a proposal live or anything like that. But I still had to study up a little bit on what I wanted to do, plan ahead of time, and do it to make it special for her because it's the only time I was going to be able to do it. You got to think about, as you plan it to be the only time that you ever have your woman go through this situation. You wanted her to remember it from that day until the day that she dies. Mm.
You know what, man?
More gems.
You know what, man? Every time somebody says some dope shit, I just be like, damn, why the fuck didn't I say that first? That shit made so much sense. I was like, and I knew that, but I chose to give the ignorant answer. Damn, man. God, he just came in and stomped all over the shit. Nah, but that's true though. That's definitely jealous. You want your girl to be able to remember that forever, and then you don't want to be in a situation to where they might break up, but then the next nigga to do it, give her this grand ass gesture, and she should have forgot.
You know
you're
gonna be mad about
that. She forgot all about your ass.
Hey, that's even more reason. If she do break up with you, you be like, yo, you ain't gonna do better than that. So you got to come with it,
right?
Everything's got to be 100.
Everything's got to be top notch, man.
Now, the video that I showed y'all earlier,
right?
It was a video where a man actually faked his death. Did you see it on social media?
Nah.
Well, this guy faked his death. They was in Kenya?
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Man, shout out to my Nigerians.
The man faked his death, and his girlfriend came running out, all historic. Wasn't no audio, but you can just tell she was just losing it. He hops up, though.
Mm-hmm.
First off, he held his
breath. So, paint the picture. What's the scenario?
He's on the
drowning
ground.
Or something?
No, he's on the ground. Back to the ground. It's a little bit of red stuff on the side. I guess that's his blood. Somebody went to go get her. She comes. Oh, my God, not my baby. Just picture somebody over top of the, not my baby.
Black people
at
a funeral.
Right. Just like that.
Okay. Yeah, just like that. 90 seconds, 60, 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. He's holding his breath. He's doing good. He just hops up.
He got the spirit.
It was crazy how he hopped up. It was like acting skills was on.
Like
trash.
Undertaker sitting straight up on
just
the mat.
A little bit more brisk than that. He got right
up
to his feet.
He got up too fast. Like, he didn't smooth it out or nothing. But he gets up, extends his hand, and this man gives him the ring. He shows her the ring, and she just like, man. But she comes back to her senses. You know, I don't think he got down on one knee either, did he?
I'm not sure. I don't think he did.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Did he? But.
Yeah. I was too, mesmerized by the rest
of
the scene.
Who the fuck proposes like that?
Right.
Well, that's my question. Did he go too far?
That was terrible, yo. What the fuck? So he faked his death to see how she would react to him dying to propose?
I don't know.
He went way too far. I mean, because of that, I would have said no. I'm not marrying you if you're going to give me a heart attack.
Yeah, I would. If I was his boy, I'm not taking part in this, man.
Right. And in the meantime, everybody's recording it. So basically, you're recording somebody's death. Like, somebody died. And everybody got their cell phone out recording her crying over her dead boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Both of these stories bring up something. Like, I think there should be a council of proposal experts that you have to run these ideas by, so they can bounce it off you and let you know whether or not it's a good idea, so that you don't do shit like that. Like, if y'all want to start that, go ahead.
Yeah,
but someone should let you know that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I can
or
see
nah.
that being a stupid internet trend. Worst ways to propose. To your wife or your girl or some stupid shit.
My thing is, I don't really feel like you need to do all the elaborate stuff. If you just come from the heart, you're genuine, you show that you show your lady that you really care about her, I think that's enough.
Women say that.
I mean, but it's true, though.
Women say that.
We got to read between the lines. When she says
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Men can see the BS in between that sentence that you just said right there.
She'll say that because, when I was preparing to propose, so the way I proposed and the way I had originally planned to propose is two different things. Like, without her knowing it, she was my little counsel for proposal ideas.
Right.
Because, so she lives in Asbury, Haitian family, everybody's real deep in the church. I had planned to learn a little bit of Creole. I was going to go to the church with her one day. Like, when everyone was congregating outside the church, I was going to take a knee on the steps and propose to her in Creole. Without her knowing it, she told me, she was like, yeah, somebody got proposed to in front of the church today. It was nice, but don't do that.
I would have hated that. I would have hated that. Everyone would have been in my business.
You feel cold a little bit when she said it.
My heart dropped. Like, everything.
I don't know if I would have liked that. Everyone would have been in my business. And I don't know.
And that's what I mean by reading between the lines.
Right, exactly.
Wow, that's...
I don't feel like I need all that attention.
So, had that would have been the way the proposal went, you would have said no?
No, I would have absolutely said yes.
No, she knows better than that.
But I'd have been like, it's too
yeah.
much.
Yeah. I like that.
I mean, I would have said yes, but I don't feel like it's all that is necessary.
I'm going to propose like Martin did.
Damn it, Gina. Damn it, Gina. Are you happy
okay,
now?
Okay, I'll marry you. Damn it, are you happy now?
See, that ain't right.
Shout out to Martin.
That ain't right.
Damn it, are you happy
so
now?
I've been hearing, and it's coming from women, like, sometimes, like, when they help men get into the mood of proposing, they say, break up with her. Is that too much? Like breaking up, whoa, cause an argument, break up with her, then come back and propose. Is that too much, too?
That is too much.
That's way too much.
Hey, women told me that.
You break my heart and then try to come back. Like, that's supposed to help me feel better.
What if she goes out, she got so mad at you, she just goes out and fuck somebody, and then you find out.
If she does that night, then she wasn't meant to be.
That's aggressive.
Who knows?
I'm just saying. That's real aggressive.
That's real aggressive. I have a habit of taking it a little past what's necessary. Part of me. But I'm just saying, I like to paint the worst fucking dramatic picture that can be painted.
You gotta be able to see it.
You gotta be able to see it. If you can't handle this, then, you know, you might not be able to handle the shit in between. Who the fuck knows?
Well, these are gems for the world that's listening. Like, don't go too extreme with the proposal. No, don't be too cool.
I'm not gonna say that. Go to the extreme that you know she's comfortable with.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's different.
Right.
What's extreme to her may not be extreme to somebody else. So, depending on your partner, you should know your partner better than anybody. Mm. So, based off that alone, you should make your proposal geared towards the kind of person she is. So,
you guys was telling me about New York. Was it New York you were telling me?
That was gems.
Gems.
That was gems.
Damn.
My bad. No, it's just like when you got a train of thought, you just want to attack it because I'll be forgetting.
Yeah, because we were hanging out with some friends in Long Island yesterday, and we were talking about, like, because there was an early episode where y'all was talking about all these New York memes, talking about all they care about is their Tims and, like, didn't really talk to each other the way they should. A friend was talking about how he saw a video of this, like, New York proposal. Everybody was roasting, talking about how it was the worst thing they'd ever seen. It was just two people in a car, and it was like, dude was like, man, we've been together for a while or something like that, you know, why don't we just make it official? It was like just real, like a regular conversation, and that was the proposal. And it was like, he was like, well, being from New York, I thought it was beautiful. And like, the rest of the world was like, yo, that's trash. But it's about perspective.
Yeah,
it's about perspective. If it was beautiful to them, then who are we to say anything?
She loved it.
She loved it. I mean, I don't think
dead ass.
I mean, I think did y'all talk about it in conversation before you actually went and proposed? Because I think some people might just get caught up in, you know, maybe Neff was, he from New York. He probably was drunk and high when he was having that conversation with Shorty in the car. He just started thinking, well, you know, man, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we definitely, go ahead.
Yeah, we had the conversation about marriage leading up to his proposal. I was there when he purchased the ring.
I was going
to
ask that.
Yeah, I already knew about the ring.
She picky.
We went out one day just to browse and ring shop, and we had a pushy saleswoman who was just trying to give us a good discount.
Exactly. They want that fucking commission.
She was trying to give us a discount. She was like, well, I can only give it to you today, and so we ended up buying the ring. But the proposal was still a surprise, like, even though I knew he had the ring. But the whole,
were you anticipating it since you seen the ring purchase?
Kind of, yes, I was, but that day he proposed, I didn't know it was. I kind of knew it was coming, but then when he got on stage and did it, I was like, well, I was just blowing out.
Hold up, on stage?
Yeah.
What was the stage? What was this? Please.
All right, so after my plan A was torched.
Souffle.
I was just absolutely just trashed. So I got this idea, like I was thinking around, I was like, so Kendra, she was really into a lot of spoken word. Like whenever we have different events at the school, because we met in graduate school.
Uh-huh.
So we would have different events there, and she would do a spoken word poetry. She would get up in front of everybody and do a poem. And I knew that she was really into that, like open mic spoken word stuff. So I looked around Philly to see if I can find a venue of that type of thing. And there was a storytelling contest that was going on down in Philly, and I called him up and I said, you know, if it's open mic, can I ensure that I get on? And they said, yeah, if you come down, sign up, we'll see if we can, we'll pick you out the crowd. And I was like, well, I'm trying to propose, so, you know, can you make that happen? She was like, all right, I think we can make it work. So I called her up, you know, told her to come down. She wasn't going to come down. She, like, a couple of times, she was like, nah, I don't feel like coming down.
It was
down.
A Monday. I was at home. I was in Asbury. I was like, I'm not driving down.
I was like, you better come down here.
You have to bring your ass right now.
Right? So I called up one of my best friends. I called up the girl who actually, like, hooked us up, who connected us.
Uh-huh.
I told them to come out. And, like, we had a table, like, near the front of the stage. And I put my name in the hat. I was like, yeah, I think I'll tell a story because I like telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
And they picked my name out the hat, of course. It was
You really? Or was that just a reason for you to
pick I really do like telling stories.
Okay, all right.
So they called me up. I got up on stage and I started telling a story. And then, like, I was looking over it and, like, it started dawning on her. And then, like, by the end of the story, I told her to come up on stage. And then I got on one knee. And I proposed right there in front of
it's
the whole audience.
It's actually on YouTube, too.
That's fucking romantic as hell, bro. Man, was it a packed house?
It was, yeah.
Yeah?
It was beautiful. I didn't expect it at all. I mean, at that point when he got up and started talking, I was like, if he proposes, I'm going to fall out.
Like, no, she was on her inspector stuff the whole time.
I was. The whole day. Questions.
We went
the
to dinner day. Beforehand. She was, like, patting around my jacket, trying to see if she could find the ring. She's like, what are you up to? What's going on?
But the thing is, I was... Woman, he didn't ask, man, he didn't talk to my father beforehand. Well, I thought he didn't.
Yeah, she ain't know
talk to
did.
My father and ask for my hand in
marriage.
I was going to
get there next.
Oh, yeah, I right. called him.
Did you ask?
He did, but definitely. I didn't know he did. So that's okay. why I was just like, he's not going to propose because my dad it's doesn't know him. About this. Right. So,
oh, yeah, you don't mess with Haitians like that.
Right. But when he basically on stage said that he had called my dad up that morning and asked for my hand in marriage, and my dad approved, and that gave him the go. And
I'm not calling my girl dad.
Why not?
Because I don't care.
What do you mean?
What about the...
What about what?
I respect that.
I mean, you know, I guess.
I mean, if it makes it any better, I'm going to tell him that I'm not going to ask him for his daughter.
That's a little more aggressive than I thought you were going to.
Hey, Pops.
Look.
I don't care.
I don't care how you feel, but we going to get married. You can be so, there or not.
That's how you going to approach it?
I'm going to tell him, hey, motherfucker,
I mean, without putting, you know, business out... I mean, without putting business out there, I guess it's based on what? If somebody's in your life or not. You feel what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right. I agree.
If somebody's not in your life, not saying that that's the situation.
Their approval don't matter.
Right, mm-hmm. So somebody's not true. In your life, do you really need to go find this person to ask for their approval? You
no.
know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, you can basically ask whoever's in their life, if it's a mom or it's an auntie or a grandparent. Right. You know, you just reach out. Show it's for me, it's a level of respect. Mm. So, because you're not only marrying that person, you're marrying the family right. as well.
I think
that
I might family. Ask your mom, though.
Okay.
That well, works. I respect that. Break
the ice a little bit. Did anybody change? I think that's a fear with marriage. Did anybody change after marriage, like for the worse? Like now I got you.
Oh, for
now,
the worse.
Yeah. Now I got you.
Now I ain't got to
do shit
really
be myself.
Right? Okay. Did anybody change for the worse?
Change for the worse.
I think I'm more open. I mean, Roderick saw like a side of me. I mean, I'm very candid.
That's
very
a pro
open.
And a con, depending on the mood
right,
of the day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It can be.
So I don't think I actually changed in that regard. Yeah. I think I just became more open, and he's just like, wow, I didn't think you would be that open.
Right. But that happened after the wedding.
Well, it happened before, but it got more intense, I guess, as I got more comfortable in the relationship after we got married.
So does that happen because you know you're, like, this is my husband, and he has to deal with, like, I'm going to give you a little more.
I said kind of, but I think it's more of, like, how long you've been together, what experiences you've had with each other.
If I'm understanding your question correctly, you are saying, like, the moment we got married, is it like we just like just got complacent and just like let everything out and was just like, you know, walking around the house, you know, just like farting.
Like, you take the trash out, I take it out. And,
like just arguing and stuff like that. I mean, no, only because like our relationship has been a progressive like change. Like if you think that marriage is like the time when everything just changes, then you're probably in your relationship for the wrong reason. Because you're supposed to be, like, growing and changing throughout your relationship. Mm. Pre-marriage, after marriage, it's like, you shouldn't be the same person you are today as you were yesterday.
Gems, give them
up. As you were last year. You shouldn't be the same person you are next year. So it's something that you're constantly, like,
evolving,
checking in with each other and evolving. So it's like, in a way, we kind of, like, we have had moments where we changed for the worse, but we've come out of that. And
you don't let it last too long.
Right. It's a learning experience. Yeah, I mean, at the same token, you're learning how to be a partner to somebody else, but you're learning things about yourself. Like, even for me, the moment when Roderick initially met me, I'm not the same person I was. I've grown. I'm more confident. I'm more mature. You know, I'm more independent. So,
I mean, and that's good, too, because had those things not happened, those characteristics didn't develop, y'all probably wouldn't made it to where
absolutely.
You are. No, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't get with somebody, and 5 years later, it's still the same shit as day one. What the fuck am I doing here?
Like, you get bored. I
think. Mm-hmm. What the hell is this? I'm fucking out of here. Right. Got time for this shit.
So you two are kind of like long distance.
Yes. Oh, kind of like
very long distance.
Well, you're lucky this ain't 1990.
Like, oh no, oh, you're definitely like lucky. Social,
yeah, right.
The
yeah.
cell phones and everything. Yeah.
I guess that's one advantage to technology and how you know what I'm saying it's different from being married in the 50s or the 60s or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you can't see each other unless you're physically with each other.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. A big shout out to Google because Google has like maintained our relationship. When we first started, got together, we were in graduate school, and then Kendra got into medical school in Antigua, which is an island very far away from New Jersey.
It's very far.
I went to school here in New Jersey. So for 2 years, she was on an island. And, like, pretty much all we could do was text all the time. Google Hangouts was, like, that was our stuff.
Shout out to Google Hangouts.
Man, we was video chatting. We had date night where we
But we made it work, though. I think that we made it fun.
We did.
So y'all had a date night?
We had date night. So we would watch movies together. We would make sure we start the movies at the same time. We would video call each other and, you know, have conversations throughout the movie. It felt like he was there, but the only thing I was missing was the physical connection, but everything else was definitely
I'll tell
present.
You what, see, you that's can FaceTime fire. A movie date, she's still going to talk through the damn movie. It doesn't course, matter either way,
course.
Right?
Of course.
It ain't going to change.
But the difference is you can put that on mute.
Right.
You can
be like, oh, man, what you say? I went to the bathroom. What'd you say?
Nah, you'd be that's like, did you hear me? Yeah, I heard you. What'd I say then? Right. Yeah, the movie's still on.
Man, you was just talking. You was just talking. It's all right.
Damn, but that's dope, though. I don't think I've heard that. I don't think I've seen that in the movie. That's very creative.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah,
I think
did.
I did. Came with. And also, we did like dinner, date nights. Like, you know, he'll make whatever he wants to make, I'll make, and we would just eat at the same time and talk and, you know, just kind of like just regroup.
Yo, yeah, make it work. Fire.
That is dope.
I think long distance relationships don't have to be whack.
I really don't.
You got people who live with each other who can't get that romantic. That's crazy.
But you know what it is? I think with a lot of people, the major issue in a long distance relationship is the fact that there's no physical connection.
Right.
So
and that's tough.
That makes the playing field wide open. Right. You know what I'm saying? For people who aren't as patient or who aren't as into, well, I ain't gonna say as into it, but who just can't stand to be without that physical connection. It might be harder for some people than others, but it seems like y'all got more of a mental connection than you had a physical one to begin with, so which makes it easier to have that kind of situation.
Right. Yeah, definitely the, like, and I'm not gonna say it wasn't tough. I'm gonna say, oh yeah, it was a cakewalk to go without the physical.
Two
connection.
Years.
Cause that was,
I mean,
was,
I came home on breaks, though.
Yeah, I'm saying, but yeah, I mean, consistently.
But right. Yeah. But it was tough, though. I mean,
it was
we've
tough.
Been through things in our relationship that we're not proud of. It happens. But, you know, we just be open and honest with each other. And communication is obviously key in that perspective. So
what advice would you give to the good people who want to listen to this podcast, who aren't married or in the process of getting or thinking about, what's one thing you would tell them to consider about themselves and the person they want to propose to right before they pop that question or embark on that journey?
Communication. I think that's key. Set aside, like, talk about your expectation in your relationship. I'm not a mind reader. I can't read what's going on in his mind, what expectations he have for me and our relationship moving forward. So talk about it. Be open. Be candid. Be honest about where you see yourself in this relationship now and 10 years later. You know, if those things don't align, maybe, you know, you got to kind of step back for a little bit before you step to the next field in a marriage. So
dope gems. Dope gems.
Gems.
Dope gems from a married black woman. I just wanted to add
gotta
that
say
part.
That quote. Black.
One that
just name like black.
Blackity black. Y'all seen CB4? I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all.
And I'm black because I'm black, y'all.
Right. Same question to you. I'm going to call you L because it's cool.
Because it's cool? All right.
I mean, Leon's cool too. But
L does sound cool, though.
See that?
I mean, let's not start a new wave. just to piggyback, like, communication is always key. But my whole thing is, this like new big buzzword everyone's going around talking about love languages and things like that.
Love language?
Yeah, love.
Have I heard that term?
Right. So this is something that my wife put me on to earlier. So it's like what being able to speak your partner's love language is basically understanding what they equate to what love is. So for some people, it's words of affirmation. Like for Kendra, it's words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. She wants to hear that I love her. She wants me to say things to her to, you know, like compliment her, things like that. That's what she gets off on. I'm an action person. Like, just show me you love me, like, do things. Other people is buying gifts. Like, there's a whole bunch of different love languages.
So basically it's like, if you know she like to eat and you out during the day and you know she probably going to be hungry when you get back, for you to bring back one of her favorite foods without her asking would make her day.
Right.
Gotcha.
Exactly. And, like, it goes deeper than that because on, like, knowing your partner's love language, knowing your love language, but, like, I'm also big on reciprocation. So before I ask something of her, I take a look at myself. I do a lot of introspection, and I say, would I be willing to give that same thing to her? Would I be like, would I meet her 100% if I'm expecting her to meet me 100%? So before I like tell her, oh, you don't do this or you don't do that, I wish you
gotta
do
make
this.
Sure you're doing it.
Yeah, I make sure I'm on point with doing it myself. And if I see she's doing something, you know, I'm saying, oh, she's coming at me 100%. I'm only giving 50%. You know, I make sure that I fill in that gap because, you know, you want your marriage to be a strong bond. You don't want there to be any weakness.
Right.
A lot of people think that, you know, you got to be on this, like, everything the same, or like you have to make up for your other person's flaws. Like, you have to compliment the other person, like compliment as in complete that other person. So you can, like, where you're deficient at, they're strong, but that doesn't mean you can stay deficient in it. Their strength actually helps you to get stronger in that area, too.
Strengthens you.
So y'all always look at yourself.
Y'all are definitely going to motivate some people to
they
get
definitely
married.
Definitely, y'all. And you know what? They're going to get that your feeling. Point, too, because I feel what you're saying, too, because it's like you can't ask something for somebody else without making sure you can offer that first.
So, oh, people do it all the time, but you should.
Exactly. Like, people want you to do this, that, and the third, but they're not exemplifying that themselves. It's like, bitch, you don't even fucking do that. Why right. should I do it and you're not doing it? Like, all right, well, if this is what you want, then we're going to have to implement some type of, you know, regime or whatever to implement this into the both of us so we don't have to ask for it. We both just get it straight up.
Yeah, man.
It's gems, boy. I like
gems.
No, not that. Mine. I was talking about him. I was just that comment was just piggybacking off what he was saying. I mean, I ain't gonna turn the gems
down.
Still
all gems.
You know what I'm saying? I take them, but you know, I was just saying that's dope. And y'all gotta see. Y'all can't see it, but every time they talk about something within their marriage, they're looking at each other dead in the eyes, yo.
I'm just making sure he ain't gonna say nothing crazy.
Well, yeah, that too, but still,
I'm known to be a little cavalier sometimes.
Right. Man, We all are.
Yeah. So what else we got, fellas and lady?
Nope, I'm pretty good, man. All I know is that I'm going to go home and give my girl a big-ass hug because I'm surrounded by all this black love. You know what I'm saying? I don't get no love from Jarrell on the regular. He probably trying to chew me out about something that I said wrong. More
he
so
love those weights,
giving
though.
Me some kind of love. You know, it's cool, though. It's cool. I don't get on him too much.
It's like you need to talk to somebody.
Who, me?
Me or him?
Nah, you.
Me?
You fresh.
Yeah, he needs a hug.
I mean, Kendra's going to be a psychiatrist.
Hey, man, look.
She graduated medical school in May, so she's going to be a psychiatrist.
Right, well, hey, y'all want to touch on
you want your first patient
y'all
today?
Touch on a little bit of,
not yet.
Y'all want to touch on a little bit of mental health real quick, man? Like, I don't really want to.
What kind?
Like Kanye West?
I don't want to keep burying Kanye West, but how
like
do y'all.
Kanye West? Oh, that's fucked up.
How do y'all really feel about that, though? Is he really going through something, or is he just.
I think he's been going through something. Ever since his mom passed away, he never really dealt with her passing. He never had the appropriate coping skills to deal with that. And I feel like since then, he's been on like a downward spiral. And I feel like he's now just starting to catch up. People are recognizing it. And but, you know, I'm glad that he's finally getting the help that he needs. And hopefully he comes out of this stronger. And, you know, because he's a father, most importantly. Yeah. And he needs to be strong for his children.
I think this has always been Kanye. I think he's always had it in him to say the kind of shit that he's saying or be as publicly outspoken as he has been. I just think, you know, just like everybody through the years, it's been just, you know, his dial has been getting turned up a little bit more and more by events that's been going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As time's been going on, mixed with the kind of ignorance that he already exemplifies through his everyday, you know what I'm saying, situation. So I think this is a case of Kanye being Kanye, but just with a little added, you know, pressure or anger from whatever situation that's pushing him over the hill. I think he's the same, but I just think he might just be dealing with a little bit more than we've seen him deal with more at once.
Right.
I think his feelings are all over the fucking place. And he don't, you know, I don't know if he knows how to handle it or not. But and it seems like he's getting help. He got checked out or he's getting checked out or whatever. So
I think
he's going to be cool. I think if he takes some time off and... Man, let's say Kanye, you don't hear from Kanye for like 3-4 months.
Let's hope
and
so.
Then he drops some more music. I think that might be some of the best music that he
actually
drops. That
would be the perfect thing.
If it's in line, you know what I'm saying, with what we've been seeing with him going through right. thus far.
I personally think this is actually a good moment to talk about like just mental health in general in the black community. Yeah. I guess since it hasn't been explicitly said, I'm a physician. I'm a family medicine physician. My wife is a medical school student. She's graduating.
Yeah, that's right. The doctor.
I'm going to be a psychiatrist. But this is something, it even goes to this conversation I had, like one of my jobs, I travel around, Western Pennsylvania, and I have to rent a car to do so, and I got a ride home from a black guy. He was surprised at first of all to know that, you know, I was a doctor. Like, I had to tell him 3 times I was a doctor, and he was like, you really a doctor? I was like, yeah, I'm a doctor. But I have this conversation at least twice a day. And then we got to talking, and he was like, so it seemed like he was afraid to ask me about mental health stuff. He was like, you know, what do you think about mental health? And like, you know, like, he kept on trying to allude to the fact that he may have something going on, but he seemed like he was afraid to tell me.
Yeah.
And that's something I see, especially with black men. And there are a lot of mental health issues that are in the black community from various reasons. We have a Facebook group, Young Black American Doctors, and some people were talking about, you know, some things that Kanye was exhibiting are traits of certain mental health problems. And, you know, I feel that we don't come to our mental health professionals enough, or any doctor. We don't talk to anybody enough. We keep things in too much, and sometimes they explode. I can tell you how many.
Or implode.
Yeah, definitely implode.
Yeah.
There are so many patients that I've seen that through either a lack of trust in the medical community, or just the fact that they feel like the people around them won't understand them, or they'll think that there's like really something broken or something wrong with them, and they'll ostracize them because of the issues going on in their head that they just keep it in. And the people that suffer are the people closest to you. So that's your immediate community, your immediate surroundings. And if you don't have resources to have an outlet, then that could lead to, you know, some of these people that are shooting around. Like some of these shootings, especially in Trenton, they can just be attributed to people's mental health deteriorating. Right. Like, it can't be, you know, any more than that. And I feel like that's something. It's kind of cliche now, because every time there's a mass shooting, like, oh, we need to talk about mental health. We need to talk about that.
Pleading insanity and all this shit like that.
Yeah, but we don't ever really get to the root cause, is that mental health is taboo in this country. Like, you know, even the people who have it all together, you need a therapist just to talk to sometimes. Because a lot of times the only person you're talking to in your head is you. And if you're only talking to you, you don't think there's anything wrong with your thought process. But if you talk to someone else and you say, you know, this is what I'm thinking, and someone else hears that and they receive it and they give back to you what, you know, the message that you're putting out, and they say, this is what you're telling me that you're thinking, then you can kind of see, like, okay, you know, maybe there is something that I need to tweak, and it isn't very healthy to be thinking this way. Because the voice in your head is always going to tell you it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, until that day.
Even if it's a bad one.
Yeah, until that day you're, like, naked in the middle of the street holding ice cream cones. And, like, yeah, the voice in your head is still like, yo, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because you know what? Dave Chappelle, I saw a little clip of Dave Chappelle. He's like Martin Lawrence, but he was doing Blue Street.
I saw that.
He had a stroke. So it's just like, we laugh at the genius of the Martin show.
Yeah.
But he was going through something, I guess, at that time, because I think it all came, like, the same time, like, the late 90s.
Yeah.
He had a stroke. And like Kanye West seems the only thing he can express himself in front of that audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only people that he talks to. He keeps telling Jay-Z to call him, but he won't call Jay-Z.
Right.
He'll tell 20,000 people that don't care about it. You know what I'm saying?
We can't hear the music, bro.
Yeah. So, and this is just a little question I got for Kanye with his mental health. Let's say he comes back right.
Okay.
Does he stay in that marriage? Do you think that the mental, like, the downward spiral that he was in caused him to marry a woman he probably...
I don't think so.
Like, does Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian family have anything to do with it? Not saying they caused it, but he married them in a bad space.
So basically, you're asking a married woman if the woman causes the stress in the marriage.
Well, having a woman here, we get a different opinion.
But this is a special circumstance.
I don't think so. I think the Kardashians get a lot of flack for, like, ruining people's careers.
Because they do.
That's true.
And all that
they
other
do.
Stuff. But
that's
in this
true.
In this case, I think Kanye already came with his baggage in the relationship. Like,
I'm not saying that they caused it, but I'm saying he might have fell for her in the process.
They
of
lit that baggage
not
on
being
fire.
His full self, and then when he finally comes out of that hospital healthy, he might say, "Damn, is
I see."
You know what I'm saying? It's like maybe he married her in his wrong space. Like, she's fine. Like, she married the person that she loves.
I don't know. I wouldn't even put what he going through on they marriage right now, because so far all we got to go off why he's in this situation is what he said on stage, and what he said on stage had nothing to do with his marriage at all.
But it's more than Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I mean, it could be, but I mean, as far as I can tell, from based off what he was saying, is basically a lot of the shit that popped off how he feeling right now was her getting robbed.
So he might love her more now than anything. Because probably, for all I, it seems like she the only one in the corner. Her and the two kids.
But did she actually get robbed?
Yeah, I was just saying. Yeah, she did get robbed.
Well, okay, she did actually
get robbed. I heard it was, you know, some bullshit, but I think she really got robbed.
It's been ranting for years. I think this was the icing on the cake. But
probably. Yeah, I mean, probably. I think it's something that's been building up for a few years. It's like looking at his behavior. He's been ranting. He went into a bit of a depression with his mom dying, and like, it's not not my professional opinion. I'm not diagnosing this man or anything, but he's showing signs of like mania with all the stuff he's doing now, all of the things he's not making sense. He's
showing signs of mania?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I mean, so one of the diagnoses that we have in the world of mental health is called bipolar manic depressive. People have, so it's characterized by having two extreme bouts of mood changes. You get depressed, and then you can swing up and become what we call manic, where you're like hyper, like everything is like the best idea ever. Like you
sounds like him,
right? Yeah, you feel like you're on top of the world. You're on top of the world. Like you have trouble sleeping at night. You have all these ideas.
That sounds like him. I'm yeah, sure.
But it's like I'm not diagnosing this man. Yeah, but right. When I looked at it and like piecing together everything is going over years, because like you can be a long time in between these gigantic mood swings. Like you can be depressed, come out of it, be normal, and then swing up to mania, go back, and you know all these things.
So he was on mania when he said Pablo was going to be the greatest album of all time.
It could be that or just his personality.
Fucked up. Yeah. Kanye said that about every one of his albums. Well, he was mania the whole time.
Yeah. His whole career this nigga been mania. The greatest album of all times. That sounds like mania to me.
Hey yo, in your profession, how long would it take you to diagnose somebody? Like, I don't think you can say that in one sentence, or you know what I'm saying, something like, how long would it take you to diagnose somebody as mania?
No, me, I personally wouldn't diagnose anybody as manic depressive, only because I'm a family medicine physician. So when you get into medicine, we know so much about the human body and how what goes wrong with it now that we subspecialize. So I would be okay with diagnosing depression, certain like baseline mental health issues.
Like schizophrenia.
Well, yeah, for, even, I mean, even for
certain schizophrenia. Like we have criteria. There's a manual called the DSM. The
DSM-5. So basically, you would have to evaluate the person for, you know, it just all depends. You ask them a series of questions, and if they fit a certain criteria, then you can diagnose them
based off what the manual says.
Right, based off of what
and the off manual it, says, and off of your own thing. Yeah, like, absolutely. Yeah, I really let my psychiatrist. Like, and that's a good point. Like, we need to. It's not just the manual. Like, as physicians,
you're observing them for a while. You're seeing their behavior, right? And like, seeing how they change to medication and things like that. So,
our biggest, I guess, benefit to society as physicians is nuance. Mm-hmm. We can understand the different things that separate one disease process from another one. Because if you just go off of a manual or off of WebMD or something like that. Yeah, you got people gonna come in like, right. You know, it's like I'm dying. I'm like, no, although you share some of the symptoms of this disease where you're dying from, you really just have the symptoms of this other disease that's much less of a problem. So we can tease out what we think is important in terms of the difference of diseases, so that nuance.
Okay.
Well, Kanye is manic.
We don't know yet.
I believe it.
I can't co-sign it.
When he came out, he had a backpack. Man, he was talking about, like, now it's just this guy here. He got great contacts.
I'm still a Kanye fan.
I'm still a Kanye
Because at
fan.
The end of the day, Kanye still don't give a fuck. And that's the main thing I like about Kanye, is that he doesn't care.
I think
it gets him in trouble a lot.
Oh, it does.
But he's true to himself. He knows, like, well, you know, man, I'm like everybody else, Chi-Town. I fuck up, too. But I just think I don't know, man. I'm still, you know, I don't dismiss people like that. You know what I'm saying? I've been a fan this whole time. He's obviously going through something. So either way, it's just I just hope the end result is some dope ass music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still a Kanye West That's fan. It. You know what I'm saying? I just think I'm just looking to see like a whole like he can't come back the same. To me, like that's what I'm getting at. Something will change, and I don't know.
Oh, so like after
that's
he.
The hope.
That's the hope.
So after he goes through this situation, he comes back out as like college dropout Kanye.
Well, I don't know if
it's like a refreshment,
awakening. It'll affect his music. It'll affect his friends. Like, at the end of the okay, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Now that you know that something's mentally wrong, do you forgive him? Like, do you sit at the table right now?
I mean, we don't know if something's mentally wrong or not.
Well, they
right, just
we
went to the hospital.
We don't
well,
know. Yeah,
we don't know,
hospital.
But they said that they're keeping, well, I'm those gonna, doctors are saying that it is.
I'm right. going to say there isn't. I'm just going to say he's very angry and he's going through some
he better
shit.
Not, that better not so, be normal. I say it is. That's not normal, man.
That's I'll not, agree
I don't
with
know.
That.
I don't think it's normal, but it's normal when the fuck has Kanye been normal?
Well, that's what we get.
I mean,
like,
college
like,
dropout Kanye yeah, like, was the closest to normal we've had.
I don't even think he was normal then. I think he appealed to being normal based off of being a new artist. But I think what we're seeing now was always underlying. Nah, I'm sound like
well,
you
maybe
a doctor
he stopped taking
shit.
His meds. Maybe
I sound
he's
like
always
a doctor,
hit.
Yo.
Maybe he's always been like this.
I sound like a doctor, yo, because I got a doctor next to me, and he put his finger on his chin, and he did the it's a good idea. I think that qualifies me to be to practice. So I'm coming.
I think
to work
it does
with
too. Yeah. All right,
that's it.
I'll give you some patience.
Are we missing anything when it comes down to this black marriage? Like, is there something that you wanted to say? Like, is something I'm missing? Some gems?
I mean. I think, especially with me, like I come from a single parent household. Like we're brothers. Like I guess people, like my mom, dad wasn't married, and I never had anybody on my mom's side that was married. So I never had that marriage to look up to. Yeah. I never had anything to say. Oh, this is how it's supposed to be. And I feel like that's how it is with a lot of, I guess, a lot of black people, at least from my neighborhood. Like I'm from Trenton. Nobody I saw in my neighborhood like had marriages. In fact, there was one married couple that I remember in the neighborhood. So I never had that growing up. Like conversely, my wife Haitian, like their culture, like there's
right.
no.
So I come from a two
nothing,
parent,
no divorce,
right? Two parent home.
Oh, you really in this for life?
Right. So my perspective is obviously different from his, but really it's. You know, I looked at my parents as good examples of how marriage should be, and I, you know, that's what I'm striving for. But
how long your parents been married?
Ooh, over 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, well over 30 years. I mean, it's not easy. They have their ups and downs, and I see it. But you know, they're partners, and that's one thing that they strive for. And you know, there's no one size fit all when it comes to marriage.
Oh, it really is.
Every marriage is gonna look different. It's gonna be unique, but you just have to find what works for you. Mm. Like I said, communication is big. Letting your partner know your expectations, just making sure you're always aligned with each other.
Yeah, and I wanted to touch on this only because, like, this is something, like, the biggest thing I've had to do in this marriage, take a step back, look at myself. Because, like, we did have, like, major bump in the road. Like, we've survived infidelity on both sides of the relationship. You know, the distance, like just the struggle coming together, like even though we're both black, it's two different cultures and things like that. We've had a lot of like things we had to overcome. Like the most major thing we've had to overcome is infidelity in our relationship. And growing up, like you think like that's the worst thing you could do. You know, like infidelity, all right, relationship over, it's done. And like, you know, we come out of that. Like we had the episode of like Life After Divorce. We were almost that, like, right. You know, we had separated, you know, we had even started to file. And, you know, the thing that I found out about my wife that, like, I will never, like, I decided, like, you know, I will never let this woman go ever again is she had to drive from the moment that, you know, we hit the separation, you know, the drive was in her, like, she was always had the expectation we was going to get back together. And when we separated, we had time to work on ourselves. We had time to grow within ourselves and find out like what we need to change and, you know, how we need to come back to our relationship. She came back better than ever. We didn't miss a beat. We've been back together for almost 2 years now. Since we had to separate, we only separated for like 7 months. And I just say that to say that I didn't have like, she had the marriage to look for, to look up to. I had nothing.
You didn't have that reference.
I didn't have any reference. So yeah. I'm just like, I was just lost. And I was just like, you know, marriage
makes it worse.
Marriage is either supposed to be perfect or it's supposed to not be there.
So you were just like, well, this is it. Like, it's over. Like,
so
you really.
You was one of those dudes like crying on the windowsill, listening to 90s R&B, snot out your nose.
That's a little bit extra. But,
But it's close.
We're going to stop it in 90s R&B, like the rest of that
stuff.
All right,
got you.
So, yeah, it's like, I had to. like that was part of my thing is I had to get instilled in that, like, this is a forever, you know what I mean? Because, like, I never saw that this is forever. So I had to build that from the ground up for myself. Like, I will never let my wife go, like, ever again. Like, we're in this, like, forever. And I know what that means. I know what that feeling is now. And I just, like, any black couples out there, like, you know, trying to get together. Because sometimes that's the thing that's in a man's mind is before he takes that step. Like, you in a relationship for 10, 12, 15 years. And you're like, I don't know if I want to get married. You know, marriage is in divorce. Things are going to change. Like, you have this unknown.
You're scared of the unknown.
Yeah, you're scared of the unknown. And, you know, I'm not the most religious person. But, you know, especially in Christianity, they talk about stepping out on faith. And, you know, you go to church every Sunday or you praise God all the time. You talk about faith, talk about, you know, things that you that are unseen that you just know will happen. You gotta approach that with marriage. You got to have faith that your marriage will work, you know, but faith without works is dead. Absolutely. So you have to work at it every day.
Yeah.
So you have to have that faith that it's going to work. But you have to consciously every moment you are awake, every moment you are asleep. Make that effort to make it work. It's
faith
like
without works is dead. Man.
Exactly. It is. And marriage is like a business. You got to work at it. It's a partnership. Like, you know, you get tax breaks, you get everything for it, but you got to treat it like it's a business. Mm-hmm. You got to work at it.
My
you got to constantly grow it.
My sweater earlier. I was mad as hell. I was mad. Damn, man. I'm about to get the fuck out of here, man. Where my sweater at, yo? I was mad as hell. I was sweating and shit. Like, folding my shit up, not telling me where it's at, man. That's a problem. But, you know, like you said, faith without works. I had to step off to the front room and just find something else to wear.
Right.
Right.
Sweater will show up later. Kissed on the cheek. Mwah. Love you, baby. I'll be back. Mwah. But that shit is true, though.
Yeah.
I had to dig a hole. Can I get into it?
Do it.
First of all, let me give a round of applause for my man L for dropping those marriage gems with his lovely wife, Kendra.
L.
It's L, right?
L.
It's dope. I like it.
We're really still doing this. That's,
yeah,
that's
your
cool.
Name is L. Dig a hole and bury your motherfucking self. Now, I don't know what y'all like to do in y'all spare time for the panel. I stole that from Drew earlier. Yeah. And the people who like to listen on your spare time. But sometimes when I'm in the crib not doing nothing, like most of us, I just browse through social media, right? Just, you know, it's just scrolling, not even really looking at shit, not talking about nothing. Just scrolling. I've always seen this, but now it's just like, it's starting to become confusing and annoying and irritating all in one. Ladies, now we all know that men, the internet is full of filth, all right? Nine times out of ten, if you're scrolling on the internet for 5 minutes, you done probably scroll past 10 or 15 naked chicks. We all seen it. Now it's to the point to where every woman in a thong has a Connect Pal or a Cam Soda page. And we can't see you naked no more unless we subscribe $15 a month to your motherfucking webcam escapades. Listen. I'm about to bury all you motherfuckers right now. Don't you know there's still free porn on the internet? For those who are into it. Not me, I'm just saying. Don't you know there's still free porn on the internet? Why in the world would I subscribe $15 to watch you twerk on the internet? That shit just don't make no sense to me. And this, the worst part is, it's really motherfuckers out there who subscribe to this shit and get monthly updates on these chicks. And then, in turn, because of those assholes who actually are willing to do that shit, when you go to their pages to look at them do a little twerk, you get messages like, you ain't talking about money, don't get in my DM. You ain't talking about money, don't at me. Listen. Now you all cocky and shit because you made $40 tonight off twerking in your little baggy ass thong and you giving everybody else grief. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, niggas like me, we not paying that money to watch you do nothing on the internet for $15. Maybe it was $1.50. Oh, baby, what's up? I check into that. But it was $15? Nah. Nigga like me, I smoke weed. I can do a lot with $15 every month. You understand what I'm saying? So, for y'all out there charging niggas to actually watch y'all twerk and do whatever it is that you're doing on camera, and for the motherfuckers that's lonely and nasty at home that's actually buying this shit,
You can dig a hole and bury your motherfucking selves, man. Because I tell you, life has never been that hard. It's never been that hard. Bury yourself. You don't care about subscribing to your shit. Cam Soda, Connect Pal, whatever. If you ain't going twerk on your regular page, Instagram, Twitter, or whatever it is, bitch, just keep it moving.
But
simple.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
But you can subscribe to us on iTunes.
That's
for
a
free.
Nice segue.
It's free.
And it's free.
Cost you nothing. Subscribe to us on iTunes. If you like what you hear, make sure you leave that review. Only if you like what you hear. We don't want none of them 1 or 2 stars. We doing good. We got like 62 reviews.
And we won't charge you.
It costs you nothing. Did I say that?
On all platforms.
Every platform, no matter where you go listen to, Android, iTunes, SoundCloud, it's free to listen to us. Just give us a little bit of your time.
A little time, a little love, you know.
This has been a great episode.
How was your time on the podcast, brothers?
How was it?
It was amazing. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy,
right? Like, what's Mr. and Mrs.
Stewart?
Stewart. There we go. I was trying to find that the whole time, but it didn't register. I'm sorry.
Was it like a little bit of nerves, a little bit? Just or
just a little adjusting.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah.
I mean, but we're related, so it's like.
Hey, listen, yeah, I get nervous. I get nervous before every show. I ain't going to lie, dog. Like, every show, like every Sunday, Saturday night. Just gets to me, then Sunday comes.
I always
comes.
Just want to make sure I got enough to say. I don't ever want to feel like I'm not talking enough. Right. I just want to make sure I got enough material to, and, you know, I want to sound like a fucking idiot. A lot of people listen to this shit. Like, they will tear you up in these comments on SoundCloud. Man, that motherfucker ain't make no sense.
Yeah, what the hell you talking about? Like, and then if you try to drop some gems and somebody can actually go back and do their research, they just get on you because you're wrong. It happens. But as y'all can see, we're 1 hour and 40 minutes in.
Oh, wow. You know,
This went by fast, man. Hour and 40 minutes in. I think that's good for a podcast, man. Episode 25.
Episode
25,
Dos Cinco.
We're gonna work on your Spanish.
No. Dos Cinco. All
right, y'all. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Fresco, one half of the podcast brothers. If you like everything you heard in this episode, you can go to our iTunes page by searching the podcast brothers and subscribing to our page and getting all the links sent straight to your phone. You can also get in touch with us on our Twitter page, the podcast brothers. And you can also email us at mybrawnmepodcast@gmail.com to talk to us personally and get all the information you need.
Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a natural. I've seen it hot as stone. You gotta be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Ho, 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 ho. What can I get you?
Hey, Santa. A pony and an iPhone for my mom. She really wants one.
That's a lot.
Look, at Metro, they'll give you an iPhone 6S just for switching.
Charlie Jingle Bells. I should switch to Metro.
It's smart. You should.
Get this unbelievable deal under your tree. Switch and get an iPhone 6S on us. Hurry, because deals this good don't last long. Metro by T-Mobile. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Not valid for current T-Mobile network numbers or numbers active on Metro in past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.